Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Ticks, with our regular look at the major markets. How are you today, Clive?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Yes, I'm glad August is almost at an end from a professional point of view, because I think it's been a very quiet and difficult month. But from a personal point of view, it's been a, enjoyed it.
It's just so easy. You just
yin and yang.
You buy stocks. You know, it's just, that's what they want. That's what the authorities want you to do. Just buy stocks and
that's
buy
it.
Real estate and.
Yeah, just follow the central banks.
Yep. Okay, well, let's have a look at the actual charts. We've got cable, which all sorts of theories coming up about it, but in fact, in the end, it's just stuck in the middle of that range, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going nowhere. And, you know, we've seen a small rally this morning, back above 131.00, but that is the middle of that range that we've seen ever since the Brexit things happened, really, and we've got a sort of head and shoulders bottom potential thing forming, but that needed us to get above 133, and last week's high was 132.80, so it sort of got close, but no cigar, didn't like it, and pulled back, basically.
But it's basically a sideways shuffle, giving itself some room after that big move down in June. And this could go on for months. I'm not saying many months,
yeah.
But it could actually go on for quite a while.
Catalyst for a recovery move being a break above 133, which it didn't like the idea of last week.
Okay, next market.
What is that? We're looking at
dollar yen,
which is trying to make a move and is to the upside. I thought 102.58 was going to be a strong resistance. It did manage to get through there yesterday, and we've seen a reaction, and that can do a bit more on the retracement trade now. 104.50, the next upside target, and then 105.80. Before, we're thinking about 107.50, and that's a really big level, bigger picture, because would have something akin to a double bottom if we broke above 107.50, but we're a good while away from worrying about that yet.
But a nice turnaround, probably better than many expected, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. There's important support around 102.40 to 60 today, and maybe buying a dip to there is something to think about.
Okay, well, let's move along to the Aussie. Finally breaking down.
Yeah, I think the last couple of weeks I've been talking about long upper shadows on candles that say to you that every time we see a rally, we're getting responsive sellers. And there was a downtrend line on the bigger picture charts there that was capping things as well. But it really did take a while to get going. It has eventually started to see some downside now. And today, I'm looking at 75.35 to 75.50 as an area where things should be capped if we are set to continue lower and look for 74.20 and maybe even 72.95.
Okay, and going on to the E-mini S&P, almost a sell signal, but we've had almost sell signals all the way up, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the DAX had a shakedown last week. I think it was last Tuesday, and I came on the show on Wednesday and said, that it held a gap support. The FTSE's been going just grinding lower without really worrying the bulls, forming some sort of maybe a flag or something like that. The S&P had an important support, 2166.50, and we did get below there when Yellen spoke on Friday, but the market recovered to close back above there, and that says to me, the bulls are still buying the dips, as you say. You know, that's the that's still the trade du jour,
yeah.
And we should soon retest 21.91.50, and then look for 22.20 and 22.45. I think are the next upside targets, but they're just those levels I've just mentioned are really just theoretical levels using Fibonacci and things like that, because we've not been up there before. It's blue skies up there.
Right, but I mean, knowing the history of the rally here, you'd almost expect to see 2200 before you saw 2100, just because, this market would love to stop people out before the down move.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. It seems like it's the dips are still being bought, so yeah, that's what we stick to for now.
Okay, moving along to Brent crude.
Yeah, last chart today is Brent crude. It had a very decent rally that the charts were all over, if you like. A few weeks back, we got up to 51.22 and have since pulled back. We're trading around just above $48 at the moment. $48 to $48.50 is an important support. $47.50 is another important support. I've been saying for the last few weeks that I expect dip buyers to return at $48.50. That theory is being given a really good going over now, and I'll find out in the next day or two whether I'm right or wrong about that idea. On this, working well, but we are having another good test of that idea now.
All right, on that note, Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for your input and advice and recommendations today.
No worries, have a good day.
We'll be back after the break.